we fucking go.
You're listening to Bread and Circuses.
It's like the mob media, for one, is the entire world populated. Like, everybody's on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Fucking the UK is on Twitter. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
unfortunately.
With Caleb Salvatore.
Well, they can't. They can't go to the comedy shows because there's a 2-drink minimum, and you can't mix the Percocet you've been stealing from work with liquor.
And Nick Kohler.
There'd literally be people in the fucking 80s that didn't know that nutting in a girl would make her pregnant.
No, no one's asked that question. What did those families do to provoke Alex Jones like that?
You know what'll solve all of these racial police protests? A Pepsi.
What the fuck is up, friends? Welcome. It's Bread and Circuses. We're back with another episode.
Before Christmas time here, oh, man. Yeah, I cannot believe it's already fucking December 20th right
dude,
now.
Dude, it was like, just Halloween.
Jesus Christ, dude. I literally was talking to my mom last night. And she was like asking me, hey, Nick, when'd you already got your booster, right? And I'm like, I did. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I'm like, yeah, I got it like back in April or something like that, the third one.
And you got the third one in April?
I didn't. I mean, I thought like it was fucking May and then like last month was April. I meant November, but I was like, dude, I'm a brain fuck.
Good. So I don't have a brain tumor. I've been fucking up the months too. I'm glad that dude. It's gone. It's just flown by for everybody. I'm glad it's not just me.
I mean, maybe it's just because I'm getting fucking old, but like shit, dude, that's like the fastest year I've ever experienced.
This year has flown by. I think
last year was like the slowest year. 2020 was like the slowest fucking year ever in my life. Like,
yeah. No, I this year, I think a lot of people have agreed. Maybe someone's like fucking with the time space continuum or something. I could see it. Like I haven't like it, maybe it's just been there's just so much bullshit going on this year.
I think last year was worse. This year was actually pretty chill for me, like because I didn't really pay attention to a lot of the COVID news, and you know, I was a lot happier for it. And I was actually able to get out and go do stuff and everything. And I've been a lot happier this year, I'd say, in general. So maybe that's why I haven't been miserable for a fucking year straight.
Could be that. Well, we got the. I started the year off almost dying. So.
Hey, can only if you start at rock bottom, dude, you can only go up from there.
Yeah, that's something. Well, I mean, it was like that still pisses me off because the month before that I had a show in Sioux City and we braved like a fucking blizzard and nothing happened, like driving out there. And then we get out there in perfect conditions and I'm not allowed to comment on it still, but some jerk off fucking hits me with his pickup truck. Drunk, so it's like the fuck, dude. It's just been. I was like, well, that was. I guess that was in the first quarter of the year.
I ended last year getting into a car crash that wasn't covered by my car insurance because I was technically working. Here's a funny fucking thing, though, man. Apparently, so like you know, DoorDash is supposed to have like liability insurance for people. Like they have it now, right? Quote unquote. Well, apparently, they sent an email to the lawyer team for the other person and that was involved in the crash, saying like we don't have any record that he was working for us by that time. So I'm like. Well, I mean, okay, so here's it is. So either I'm working or I'm not. So if I'm not working, that means I should be covered by my personal carrier at the time. If I am, you know what I mean? It's like an air or not. I'm like, I can't be in this gray area. Either I was working or I wasn't. So.
Yeah. No, that's that contract law shit is all fucking weird, dude. I don't even know how some of that stuff works. Like,
it's a legal gray area and they basically just fuck you over it. Like
that's what they do.
I'm not paying out of pocket for a fucking somebody's fender being fucked up, dude.
Like, no, fuck that. It's not your, were you at fault in the accident?
Yeah, I was at fault for the accident, but I mean, it wasn't even that much damage. It was like a dented front fender for them. For me, it fucked up my entire, I mean, you know, that's how it works. Like you get a dented fender and then your car gets fucked. Like,
but that's,
it was like stop and go traffic. Like it was like super low collision, like super low speed collision, like but just enough to fuck up your car, but like the other car, you know, gets like
yeah, no, for sure. That's I did my first show since we got quarantined on Friday.
Guys are quarantined up there again?
Well, no, we got quarantined 2 weeks ago. Friday was my first show.
Really? They quarantined again in Omaha?
No, just Mia and I.
Is she okay now?
Yeah, she's fine.
Does she lose her smell or anything?
Nope. She had it was just like a flu. Like that's all it was for her. Like, of course, I had nothing because COVID can't survive an alpha mindset and an endurance trained body.
Sigma grind set.
Yep. That's can't survive. Can't withstand it. But no, so she did that. And I went Friday. I did a show at Big Canvas down in Blackstone, which is such a weird venue to me because it's a really nice venue and it's really a high traffic area, but nobody ever goes to those shows. It's really? Fucking weird. Yeah, it's really weird to me.
Did you guys not get a good turnout at that show or something?
That show was actually decent. That wasn't a bad one, but it's usually a ghost town in there. But I mean, it had been my first night leaving the house in 2 weeks. So we get there and I obviously my foot's broken. So Noe Ramirez had to drive me. He's another comic up here. He was the one putting the show on. And I'm like, well, I'm not driving tonight. So we get to the venue. And I'm like, hey, bro, do you want a beer? I'll get you one for driving me. And he goes, no, I'm good. And I went, okay, I'll take two beers for myself, please.
You want a beer for driving me?
Isn't that responsible?
Yeah, dude.
So they were like the tall boy Bud Lights. So I got two of those. And I had, before I went on stage, I was the last feature of the night. So before I went on stage, I had killed 6 Bud Light tall boys.
Oh my God.
Prior to going on stage, I went out and ordered 2 more.
Is that you were so drunk? That's why you're standing while you were performing.
This was on Friday. I was standing on Sunday too. But yeah, I got so fucked up. I wasn't trashed by the time I got on stage, but I was by the time I got off of it. If that makes sense. So I was like, hey, Zach, I was like right before I was about to go on stage, Zach Rabiotti was on it too. I was like, hey, Zach, it's like, what? I go, what if I just go on stage and instead of telling jokes, I just do 20 minutes of QAnon theories. He's like, I dare you. You won't do it. And I made the conscious decision right at the last second not to do it. I thought that would have been fucking hilarious. I hope there'd
be like Don Rickles and just walk around and just fuck with the crowd the whole time for 20 minutes. Is that how long your set was? Was 20?
It was 15. So yeah, I was like, what if I just go up and yell QAnon theories for 20 minutes at these people?
Fucking talk to the crowd about fucking basketball for 15 minutes, dude. Hell yeah, you like the Suns, huh? Fuck you. Fuck the Suns.
That would be so fun. Could you? Would you leave or would you sit through it?
I don't know, man. If the guy was like being funny about kind of how he's talking about just like bullshitting about basketball, I'd probably think it was pretty funny. Just like, be like, all right, dude. But yeah, this one guy was just talking about fucking like football scores for 15 minutes. That was kind of funny. Like,
just to see people get trolled.
Yeah, you just like asking people in the crowd, like, oh, who's your favorite team? Oh, yeah. Oh, ooh.
That's all you do. There's never a punchline. You pull the Norm MacDonald. They think it's coming, but it never does. You just waste their time.
Yeah, you're like a Lions fan, huh? That's exactly like how Norm does it. He's like, oh, yeah. Lions fan, huh? Playing Detroit.
Are they still wearing the baby blue jerseys? All right. Yeah, okay.
Hey, nothing what about funny. You? Yeah.
He just moves on. Yes, everybody. Have you seen where Stanhope was doing a show in Austin like 20 years ago and he let Alex Jones open for him?
No, what the fuck? 20 years ago?
Yeah, it was like before. No, 15 years ago. Alex Jones was, he was like an internet meme, but it's not like he was famous like he is now. But Stanhope let Alex Jones open for him and do like a 10-minute stand-up set. And it was like, he never actually told any jokes. He just yelled about like the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq and stuff. Yeah,
2000. That was like 2006.
Yeah.
Time frame. Were there even memes back then? I mean, in 2006. He was like
niche YouTube celebrity back then.
I can't even think of the YouTube celebrities in 2006.
Ari Shaffir.
Fucking Fred.
Ari Shaffir, the amazing racist.
Yeah.
That was one.
Yeah, the fucking atheist guy too. Yeah, wasn't there like a guy named like the Amazing Atheist or some shit on YouTube in the day? Yeah.
That guy was a fucking jackass.
I know.
He was like the original like neckbearded atheist. Yeah. Those people are so funny to me. I've like it's almost like a religion for them to be atheists. Like it's just such a bizarre.
I watched a podcast one time where I think it might have been a Joe Rogan, but it might not have been. It might have honestly been Jordan Peterson podcast where they were talking about the atheist movement like 10, 15 years ago.
Oh, you shouldn't be an atheist.
Well, no, not that. It was like a scientist that was talking about it, but like he was talking about how like fucking woke activism basically invaded fucking the atheist like circles.
Yeah.
Caused the atheist circles to like splinter and fall apart. Like they like tried to apply like woke activism to like the atheism like thought process, and it just like completely crumbled the entire atheist movement.
Wokeism is a cancer that destroys everything it touches, believe me. Like it's what I was talking about this with another comic the other day. It's just such the pendulum, it seems like it overcorrects. Because, like, if you think about who was doing the canceling, like, 25 years ago, it was, like, with the whole, like, Marilyn Manson, Dungeons and Dragons.
Doom.
That kind of stuff. On the
computer.
Doom, right? Kind of
shit,
yeah. The band Korn's new album from playing on the radio. Like, that
Burning kind of Metallica stuff. Album.
Yeah, like, it was that kind of stuff. And it's, like, society overcorrected. And now
it's like you said, the pendulum swung.
Minority
protectors are the ones that are doing all that stuff now, not the Christian majority family values type
conservative moms.
Yeah, moms.
I feel like 2008 through 2013, 14 stuff was actually fairly tame. You know, like it wasn't too bad. Like there was nobody was really fucking rabid.
You know what I remember being the really crazy thing was when the White House, like when Obama's administration really started pushing the trans rights stuff.
Because before that, must have been toward the end. Yeah.
That was like 2013 or so. Because I remember I was like just barely in the army and like everybody was talking about like the bathroom things. And like, that was like Obama's second term that stuff was like really starting to. Like everybody was like, what the fuck, dude? Like,
I don't know where the bathroom thing came from because
like, I just remember it was like a law or I don't even know.
It was North Carolina. Yeah, but
it was like a law that got passed or something.
I just remember thinking because you're right. It was like 13, 14. I remember thinking when it happened, I'm like, guys, like transgender people have existed like way longer than this law. Like they've never needed to specify what bathroom they wanted to go to. Like, why is this?
Might have kind of changed it was maybe like the like gender like reassignment science shit had come farther by then.
Yeah.
And two, like, dude, I saw the writing on the wall. Honestly, I think Tumblr was kind of the place I first saw it on. And that Tumblr fucking like basically everything that goes on now with that woke activism shit started on Tumblr. Like I first saw it on Tumblr, and dude, I had a Tumblr in high school in like 2009, 10.
Dude, future generations 100 years from now will look at Tumblr. Future generations 100 years from now will look at Tumblr the same way that people in Lord of the Rings look at Isildur not throwing the ring into Mount Doom. This is where it all started.
It seemed like the thing about Tumblr was like, it's just like, it was a bunch of fucking reading chicks on there that basically drove all the men away from the website.
Yeah.
Because it started out where like fun pages that would like build their audience on like photoshopping fucking rabbits into like fucking sky cityscapes or some shit, you know, some dumb shit like that.
Yeah.
All of a sudden started fucking posting about woke feminism and the patriarchy and shit. And you're like, excuse me. Like
that's when all the real men went over to DeviantArt.
Oh God. DeviantArt's just the furry fucking haven, dude.
You know who else has been overrun like that is Reddit.
Reddit's been like that for a long time, though.
Yeah, but I remember like 5-6 years ago, Reddit was like not quite 4chan, but it was like 4chan Lite. And now
it was like I don't know if it was 4chan Lite, but it was like kind of like a middle left type.
Yeah.
Yeah. Space.
Yeah.
4chan's always kind of been like the right wing fucking hellscape. Like,
well,
it's always been like that.
Like, now it's like I go on Reddit and number one, they've removed all the jailbait page. No, I'm just kidding.
I go on the Donald. They removed the LGB minus the T.
Yeah. Page. Like, well, they removed every big subreddit has on it now. It's like, we demand Reddit remove vaccine misinformation, blah blah blah. And it's like pictures of your Labrador retrievers. I'm like, why does this need to be in here? Like,
what? Yeah. Dude, you want to talk about fucking freaky, dude? Like, just 2 years difference time, right? I was listening to that one Joe Rogan podcast today while I was at work from a couple mm-hmm. years ago, where Tim Pool talked to the CEO of Twitter, and then the one chick that like the policy chick.
Oh yeah,
on there,
and they read Alex Jones's tweets.
Yeah, yeah, you remember when they did that? Well, dude, yeah. Like literally 2 years ago, the one girl that was on there was like, "Do we really want corporations to be telling you what's right information and stuff like that now?" And I was like, "Holy shit, dude, that's like
it's literally what's happening.
That's what's happening right now with like the virus information and shit." I'm like, yeah. Dude, that's like going on right now. That's so crazy. That was 2 years ago. They were like, do we really want this to happen? And now like they want it to happen. You know what I mean?
This is
like,
disputed by independent fact checkers.
Like, yeah. Like Facebook even like came out in some thing and admitted, I think it was in a court hearing, that they admitted that it was their opinion. It wasn't actual fact checkers. It was just their opinion. Like,
yeah. Half the time it's not even like proven facts. Like it's opinions. It's theories.
I think the perfect exemplar of that, and this was even back in like 2016, so this was like the first election. Mm-hmm. The perfect example of the fact checkers, quote unquote, was Forbes, right?
Yeah.
They fact checked a quote of Donald Trump saying that Jeff Bezos owned New York, or Amazon owned New York Times,
mm-hmm.
right? And it was well known that Jeff Bezos is not a fan of Donald Trump, right?
Yeah.
So like he's like, oh yeah, they're just saying that because Amazon owns New York Times, and it was like false. Like,
yeah,
Amazon does not own New York Times, and it's like Jeff Bezos owns Amazon.
Yeah,
New York Times, like
it's bullshit like that. It's just
completely false. Like, you know what he meant? Like, you know what I mean?
I saw one. It was, and I may get the year wrong on it, but that's not the point. There was one. It was a PolitiFact, which is notorious for bias. PolitiFact, it was two comparisons.
I think that might have been PolitiFact that I was quoting.
Probably was. Sure. PolitiFact, it had Jim Webb, who ran for president as a Democrat in 2016, who said before 1914 or whatever year it was, the U.S. had no income tax, mostly true. And then it had Ron Paul, who we all know who Ron Paul is. Before 1914, the U.S. had no federal income tax, false. Like, what? Mm-hmm. Hold on. No.
I was thinking of Snopes.
Snopes is bad.
Yeah, Snopes is the same way, man. It used to be 10 years ago that they were like, you know, it's funny. Like, even Wikipedia has like a bad bias of that too, man.
Wikipedia's got a bias.
You'll find it where it's like, dude, you search on fucking Wikipedia, like the page for like fucking farts, right? And then you like go down into like recent news and you'll be like, Donald Trump farted on fucking,
right? Yeah.
And you're like,
yeah,
what the fuck does that have to do with anything, right, dude? Like, yeah. Cool, it's cited, but who the fuck cares?
Wikipedia is a little bit more intelligent with how they hide their bias than mm-hmm. Snopes, because they'll make it seem like it's a part of the article. And because it'll be like, you'll have like some right wing politician or something, and it says, so and so, who has frequently been accused of hateful and racist remarks. And none of it's true, disputable.
It'll be like the cited source, or it'll be like a Washington Post fucking article or some shit.
Yeah, not even an article, like an opinion piece.
It's funny if you look up like Taijitsu, right?
Yeah.
and you, it'll be like celebrity or like famous people that practice taijutsu, and fucking all these dumb ass actors that you don't give a shit are on there, right? And then like fucking Joe Rogan's on there, and it's got a source, and then it's got another thing on there that says additional sources needed. And you're like, why, dude? Like the source that he had, the source that was on there was this fucking taijutsu record from the 90s,
right?
Of him being like a actual professional taijutsu fighter, and then it's like, oh, we need additional sources for this guy, like. Why
hate Joe Rogan? They hate Joe Rogan. I don't know. Like I know a lot of people hate him because in I don't think any of them have ever actually listened to an episode. They watch clips and they read headlines. Like I listen. Like I don't listen to every episode of Rogan's. I don't listen when he has like partisan hacks like Shapiro and Cenk and people like that on.
I listen to when Ben Shapiro's on there just because I like the. Well, it's because I like to listen to people.
Nick, this is why you need to listen to me. Okay.
I like to listen to people that I don't agree to because I don't like echo. I don't like being making myself an, like I'm in an echo chamber. So I like to listen to people that I don't agree with about on shit, so I can at least hear what they're saying. Yeah, and I can at least in my head be like, this is why you're wrong.
Then you should go on there. You should be like the people that like scream at the TV like that, like whenever they hear something they don't agree with. People that like they like argue with their car stereo and stuff like that.
When being the modern equivalent of old people yelling at the TVs during sports games.
Like, yeah, that kind of.
Come on, ref. That wasn't a whole thing.
I admittedly do that, but you know what are you gonna do, right?
Yeah, I think everybody does that. Gets pretty heated in sports. So.
Did you listen to his interview with the doctor guy that's making all the rounds? The cardiologist? No, Peter McCullough.
No, I haven't yet.
That's the controversial one because the guy talked about like COVID and the vaccines and stuff. So I listened to all of it. And
I'll have to check it out tomorrow. I'll listen to it.
Yeah, I was on board with him for like the first half of it. And I'm like, this makes sense. Like, you know, like this guy's making sense. The monoclonal antibodies, the vaccines are a little sus. Like, I'm on board with all that. And then all of a sudden, he's like willing to die on the hill that you can't get COVID twice. I'm like, well, I'm sitting here listening to this with a person who's currently got COVID for the second time in the last year and a half. So like, if you're not, I'm not saying he's lying, but if you're wrong about this, what else are you wrong about? You know, then I start doubting everything and I don't have the time to fact check medical journals, especially now. Where am I going to go? Google, it's going to give me all one-sided results. It's not going to tell me the fucking truth. So it's like, there's no way to get a fair take on who's full of shit and who's not. Like,
I think, you know, what's funny about that is like, and that guy is a medical doctor, right?
Like, yeah,
he's
a cardiologist. Surgeon. He was originally one of the top people on COVID, but they kind of blackballed him because his whole thing was treating people before they like got to the hospital. Like, how do we take care of people so they don't get sick to the point they need to go to the hospital? We can't just push vaccines, which is like, I agree with that, but yeah. What were you saying? Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I think that's a perfect example of exemplifying that the medical community doesn't fucking know shit about COVID, man.
No, they don't. I mean, the medical community disagrees on a lot of stuff, you know, like it's, there's not like
scientists say, like, it's like what scientist, we always used to have that joke about that in the army when it'd be like, somebody be like, oh, you know, they say this and you'd be like, who the fuck is they?
Yeah.
Like the scientists,
scientists. Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Dude, like shit, even shit that's like common practice changes up until like 5 years ago. They told everyone for every broken or fractured bone needed to be put in a cast. And now they won't do it for half the broken bones. Like, cause they think it's a counterproductive idea and it takes it longer to heal. So it's like nothing in the medical world is ever, even stuff that was once thought to be like settled science. It's not, it's always changing, you know, and it's every doctor has a different opinion on how to, you know, like they say, when you get cancer, the first thing you should do is get a second opinion because the second a doctor is going to disagree on how to treat it. And what, you know, if you've got a chance of beating it and stuff like that. So it's every doctor disagrees on everything, it seems like.
Yeah, the doctor's still a person. You know what I mean?
Like, have you ever heard the Tosh bit about that?
No.
But if you get cancer, the first thing you should do is get a second opinion. He's like, really? I thought I was going to cry for a little bit. He's like, so what do I do? He's like, I make the appointment and I sit around for a week hoping my first doctor was an incompetent fuck. Like, what if they tell me I don't have cancer? Is it best 2 out of 3?
He's like, that's funny.
He's like and what if I do? The guy's like, oh no, yeah, you should have been getting treated for this weeks ago. What were you doing waiting?
That's funny.
It was a really good bit. No, it was funny. I love Tosh, man.
That hits you fucking deep as a fucking
hypochondriac.
Hypochondriac.
You almost call me a schizophrenic.
Yeah, I almost did. I almost confused the medical terms.
Dude, what I will say is I've gotten a small following on TikTok recently, and I'll post like current events. Like I'll try to do daily, I'll comment on like one little news clipping or whatever in just like a 60-second video. There are a lot of fucking schizophrenic people out there, man. I'm like slowly becoming like Alex Jones of TikTok. Like these, I got to stop reading these comments because these people are batshit fucking crazy.
You really do, dude. I've been on
Instagram. No, but they're on my side. They're on my side. That's the worst.
I've been more active on Instagram lately.
Yeah.
And like, because, you know, I'll watch like the short video. It's funny. I like substitute TikTok with like the things that they throw on like Facebook, Instagram, and like fucking YouTube shorts.
Yeah.
But I won't get on TikTok because I'm like, I don't want to be on there.
Yeah.
But, fucking Instagram, sometimes I'll look through pictures, like you scrolling through a feed on Instagram, and I see something, dude. Sometimes I make the mistake of it being like Facebook, where I get on the comments on there, dude.
Yeah.
And I have to like physically like tell myself, like, bro, get off the comments on here, dude. Do not read these comments. No, like,
they are the bottom of the barrel of society.
It's like, you know, it's just like, bro, like, why are you subjecting yourself to this shit? It's like, it's a fucking picture of the sun, and then, you know, like a mountain or something like that, and then you got some fucking girl in there being like, white people stole this from the Native Americans.
And you're like,
huh?
No, dude, the comments are so, because like, the problem is you've got people that think what they're saying is relevant and don't have a platform to put it out on. So they go to the comments and they just try to rile each other. And it's just so vile. It's so vile.
I think the perfect thing I saw was like, it was supposed to be like a feel good video on Instagram where it was like,
yeah,
a little black boy getting fucking adopted, you know what I mean?
By a white family. Yeah.
By a white family, you know what I mean? And then there's like comments in there being like, this boy's gonna grow up not thinking it's important that he's black. And I'm like, huh?
Jesus Christ.
I'm like, why did I even get into this comment section?
Nope.
I just nope myself out of there. And I'm like, you need to stop doing that, Nick. You know, you know, when you go in the comments, there's gonna be some bullshit in there, you know what I mean? Well,
it's like, I just checked. I posted a video making fun of the new COVID variant today, and this guy with like an anime profile picture and 7 followers comments, "You're a joke. No wonder you haven't gotten anywhere." And like, now I've got, because the only reason I saw it, because like I have like a small but defensive following. Like for some reason they'll come to my aid when I get comments like that. This guy's like, "You're just mad because he's funny as fuck and he's right." I'm like, yeah, let's go. There we go. I got fans now. My schizo fans are coming to the rescue.
Schizo army. You don't want to fuck with those guys, man. They don't know when they're dead.
Wait till I get them all guns. Then we're going to really fuck shit up.
You'd be like the Joker and fucking Batman, villain, fucking Dark Knight, or he gets all the fucking mental patients to be his fucking Joker army. Like,
Yeah. The video I do, it's like the formula, because TikTok's all about algorithms, right? And the algorithm that I figured out has worked for me is like a really dry voice, like sarcastically commenting on current events. So I will only refer to the Omicron as the Omnomnom variant to make fun of it.
Really? I always call, anytime somebody's like, oh, just something about some new COVID variant, and I'm always like, oh, the Ligma variant, or like, oh, the Bofa variant. Yeah, I've heard of that.
The poo poo pee pee variant. Yeah.
It's the Ligma variant.
Yeah, that's Ligma balls.
Every fucking new variant of COVID is the Ligma variant.
The Ligma balls variant. Yeah. I was like, because the Omnomnom variant, it hit 12 deaths worldwide today or yesterday. So I posted a screenshot of that article. I was like, wow, this is getting scary, guys. It just beat out great white sharks. one more death and it'll tie vending machines. If it keeps it up to this rate, it might even beat Peanuts next year. it's like we better be careful or we could be looking at another common cold situation on our hands. Well, that's what they say. It's not that bad. They say it's like half the people that get it don't even have any symptoms. And then the other half, it's like a mild cold. And then
I heard something about other countries are going into fucking lockdowns again right now.
That's because it's an excuse. It's
yeah. I'm just like, why? What excuse? Like, it's like, why? What reason do they have to lock down if they don't? Well, I mean, like, they're like crippling their fucking economies, man. I know. Like,
I know they. I think it's some of it really does have to do with state power, and I think the problem is, man, when you give these governors fucking. Or when you give like politicians and governments this type of power, that's just what it leads to is they never give it back.
You know what I think it really is I think that no person that's like a governor or mayor or anything out there wants to be known as the guy that didn't do anything when the virus hit. You know what I mean?
Ricketts has no problem.
Well, like some of them don't give a fuck about it, but like they don't want to be known as the guy that fucking didn't do anything when the fucking crazy virus came in. This was the big one that came in and wiped out half the city. It's
always gonna
be, you know what I mean? One. Yeah, it's like a politics game. Like it's like, oh well, you know, we're better safe than sorry.
I think some of them could be acting nobly. And I think that might be a third of them. Nobly. Yeah, in their mind.
I think
a third of them might be that way. I think a third of them are drunk on power. And then I think the other third do not want to. They're the opposite of what you said. Do not want to admit they're wrong. Because if they don't lock down for the next big bad variant that the media is trying to rile everybody up about, they're essentially admitting, hey, we overreacted last time. And I destroyed the economy and took your jobs and your homes from you for no reason. Sorry. Yeah,
I just don't want to subscribe to the theory because I think it's like, I don't think it's true that like every fucking local governor out there, every politician out there is fucking Skeletor.
No, not all of them.
Just like, I want the power.
Not all of them. I think Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan is. I think Cuomo was. I think de Blasio in New York City.
I think Cuomo was just worried about... I think he was worried about being known as the guy that like that, you know, he didn't want to fucking have his city be the number one, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
the city was the number one city in the US with COVID cases. Just like, no, I gotta do something.
He was so worried that he stashed them in nursing homes and massacred old people.
And then he got fucking
and he lost.
Ran out of job. How did he get ran out of the fucking position again?
Sexual harassment. It wasn't anything to do with the old people genocide. They made him give the money for the book sales back.
Really? Yeah. That's hilarious.
It was like some like publishing board in New York said that the book was written under fraudulent circumstances or fraudulent means that he had to pay back all of the proceeds or almost all of the proceeds from the sales.
Fuck that guy. Intercom was a fucking scumbag. Dude.
Great leadership and terrible storms. The Hurricane Katrina story, baby.
Yeah, dude. It's
like Bush wrote a book about Katrina. It's the perfect example. It's him out there in the life jacket.
Yeah, that's the cover. Him like fucking on a boat, like rescuing somebody from a flood or something like that. Like, That's what I'm saying. It's like Bush didn't activate FEMA really quickly right away with fucking Katrina, right?
Yeah.
And that's something I think that's a big stain on his fucking presidential record.
Yeah.
So nobody wants to be that guy.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be known as that guy. So.
I think the FEMA thing was just more of an example of how you just can't rely on a big centralized government to bail you out when you need it. I don't even know
if FEMA was even going to bail them out. I think it was more of just the fucking thing of like they wanted the federal government to recognize that it was a fucking natural disaster, which it was.
What I'm saying is the bureaucracy and just how slow everything in the federal government's like a day or two behind. So like the hurricane hits Monday, they're not helping you till Wednesday.
Katrina hit when they were in the middle of invading Iraq, dude.
Yeah, like, I know. They had no problem doing that.
Yeah, I know, right?
The hurricane had oil.
Took them like a year and a half to fucking... They didn't like really invade Iraq until like 2004, man.
Yeah.
So
if the hurricane had oil, they would have been down there day one. That's all there is to it. No, it's like we had... It's just like you can't...
at the end of the day, man, you can't count on anyone to protect you but yourself. You know, it's like, it's the same. You can't count on the cops to be there if somebody breaks into your house or is
trying. I think it's just, I think it's unsafe or it's unwise to expect that for the immediacy, for stuff like immediacy.
Immediacy. You know what I mean? Yeah. No, I mean, So, like, if you have a heart attack, obviously go to the fucking hospital, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? You know, if you've got like a cancer or something, go get that surgery done. But immediate threats, like stuff that's going on right here and right now, natural disasters, home invasion, stuff like you can't rely on anyone to protect you or take care of you but yourself. It's like
I've always, whenever anybody tries to tell me about like, oh, do you really think your home's gonna, like, you just want an excuse to shoot people? I'm like, dude, I keep a gun because of fucking animals, man.
Yeah,
I know you've been attacked by a dog before. My nephew got attacked by a dog really badly.
I know people, like, I've heard of people that have been killed by dogs.
Exactly, yeah. Dude. Especially when you got little kids. Yeah, and you got little kids. There's a ton of huge ass dogs in this neighborhood, man. You know what I mean? I'm like, dude, I don't fuck around with that. Like, I'm just fucking. That's a realistic threat living in a city. It's somebody's dog.
People we go a different route now, but we used to walk by all the time these people that had these three dogs. Two of them were German Shepherds and one was like a pit bull mix, and they were big dogs, and I'm like, they would always run, and there was a short fence. Maybe they had like an invisible fence, I don't know, but I just remember thinking, I'm like, if these three dogs were to come at me, I'd be dead. Like, it wouldn't be like I'd maul.
You don't even have to be dead, but you could be like really permanently jacked nerve up.
Damage, and you can't use your arm.
Yeah,
I have to jack off in my left hand, and it's like
yeah, you can't. Your monsters. Fingers don't work right. You know what I mean? Like, dude, I don't want to fuck around with that at all. Like, that's what I'm like. The death. Like, everyone always wants to jump to dying, but it's like, dude, that you probably aren't gonna die from a dog attacking you. But you know what could happen is like, it could rip your fucking ears off. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, you really want to be walking around as a guy with no fucking ear? Yeah. It fucking bites one of your eyes out, and now you don't have one of your eyes. Like, you got to be the eye patch guy. Like, you really want to be that because you wanted to be an idealistic fucking pussy. Jackass. You know what I mean?
Like, what would you like? Do you think that you could sue for damages? Like, if a dog were to like if it bit my right wrist and like took off like 95% of my use of my right
100%.
Hand, could I 100%. Sue for damages that I could no longer pleasure myself?
Probably could. Same, I think that would
same kind of, degree I think that I previously could.
I think that would fall under like the emotional distress category. You know what I mean?
My client can no longer masturbate.
Like, dude, I'm sure a lawyer out there would use that.
They would take to milk it. Absolutely. They 100%, would.
Dude. The jury's like, there like, damn, dude, that sucks. Like,
he's like, they're like, well, doesn't he have two hands? Your Honor. Your Honor, he needs one hand to hold the stepsister videos.
One hand to hold the fucking phone. What's he going to do? What's he going to do? Lean it up against the wall? What if there's no wall?
Yeah. What's he supposed to do? You've removed his options.
Sometimes he has to fucking switch videos really fast. Like,
sometimes one video's not cutting it. Sometimes he needs to skip through it. And if he lets go, he just loses his hard on. Which, by the way, he hasn't been able to keep it up as often since then either. He just piles it on.
Dude, I would think that would make a legitimate case. You know, and I think what sucks about the dog thing too is like sometimes, I mean, it's not even a dog with an owner. It doesn't have fucking a chip or like the collar, so you can't even tell if it has an owner, so nobody's fucking liable for it. It's just you that's all fucked up from getting mauled by a dog.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of porn, did you hear about the Billie Eilish thing that came out?
I think she said something about like she admits that using porn since she was like 12 was like fucked her up like emotionally, right?
Yeah, it was something about like it just like depraved her to the point like where she didn't like sex unless it was like violent and stuff. And I'm like, you know, she's like the child of Hollywood elites. That's not, I'm sure, terrible.
Is she?
Yeah, her parent, not Hollywood elites, but like her parents are like insiders. She's an industry plant.
It's, is she?
Yeah, her parents, her mom and dad have something in Hollywood. Her brother's a singer. It's very much like an industry plant situation. To quote Tim Dillon, Billie Eilish won't make it to Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse was British, though. Like,
was she?
Yeah.
Well, he was just saying she was going to overdose before that. But
oh, man. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, maybe. I clown on Billie Eilish a lot. I make fun of her a lot. I say that I have a Billie Eilish body and stuff like that.
You got the big old milkers, dude.
She's old enough. You can say it. It's not creepy anymore.
She is. Hey, yeah.
But no, that's a. I'll give her credit where it's due. Like, I've personally seen like incidents where pornography addiction has like not just destroyed men but destroyed like their marriages, you know. Like, I think it's I don't know any women that it's done that to, and if I might, but I'm sure they're not going to tell me about it. But like
kind of weird if they did, man.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I gotta let you know. I gotta. I'd be kind of weird if one of my bros just fessed that up to me. I'm not gonna lie.
So severe porn addiction.
Like, I'd get him help. I'd be there for him, but I'd always kind of feel gross every time.
How would you even help him? Like, how would you help him, dude? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm like, what am I supposed to like put child blocks on your phone? No, man. Like,
I'm supposed to come stop you when you're watching porn and like,
Caleb, I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
Like, no, him stop real quick. It. Holding his hands like back. Like, no, stop it.
Yeah, but that's
covering his eyes.
I'd get him the help he needs, but I would always feel a little weird every time I shook his hand after that.
What would the help be? Like, what would you do? You'd
probably see like a shrink. I bet they'd help you with that. There's like psychiatrists that'll help you. It's really, I mean, pornography destroys men, and it's weird because I think like most things, like, 'cause you see like the NoFap guys and stuff like that that are in like the serious gym bros and shit that are the no jacking off, no one should ever watch porn, blah, blah, blah. I don't think that's the way to go either, because I really do think there is something to be said for post-nut clarity. I think men make better decisions. Women probably do too, but I can only speak on behalf of men. I think men make better decisions if they bust one nut a day. I think their mind is clearer. And I think that's whether that's through sex, masturbation, porn, whatever.
They say it's healthy for prostate health too, so you don't get prostate cancer when you're like 50. You
jerk off to stop cancer, to fight cancer. Yeah. That'll be the episode title. Jerking off for cancer. But yeah, no, it's like I think that there needs to be middle ground from it. You know, if you're like watching porn three, four, five times a day, yeah, you've probably got a problem. Or you just
I think of porn as kind of like any other vice, where it's like you treat it kind of
alcohol,
like
drugs,
like an alcohol, drugs or anything, because it's dopamine addiction. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's really what it is. Like,
I really do. I think there's something can be said for post-nut clarity. That people think clearer, they're less stressed.
Yeah, but here's the thing though, is you can be against somebody watching porn and not be against jacking off. You know what I mean? Like, those are two completely separate things. Like,
well, and porn has more issues than just what it does to the consumer. I mean, the actors and actresses,
the industry is disgusting,
full of drug addicts and rapists and just and trafficking and trafficking. Pedophiles and underage girls, and it's just a disgusting industry. I mean, it's, let's be real, man, it's not like upstanding civilians are going to be attracted to a job like that, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a disgusting industry, and you hear the horror stories whenever. You don't hear too many people that get out of it talk fondly about it, you know. Like, there's It's not like you think about other like legitimate entertainment industries. It's like you hear like ex football players relive their glory days. It's, you don't hear that from ex porn stars. It's just not a thing. It's you don't, and you know, even like ex rock stars are like hard heroin addicts and shit like that. They still have fond memories. Porn stars don't. It's like, hey, remember when I stretched my asshole the size of a tennis ball? Like, yeah, that was fun. Like, no, there's no.
There's going to be a sound. Somebody's going to take that as a sound clip right there.
I hope they do. My schizophrenic army will protect me when they do. So I hope they do, because I got a whole army of
them. Why it ends up that beats like a fucking viral TikTok sound clip right there. Is this you saying that? With no context.
I fucking hope it is. I really do. I'll be the new Bing Bong guy.
What's Bing Bong?
It's that TikTok that keeps going around. Like, Bing Bong. I don't even know what it is. David Terrell Green did a thing with it the other day, who, by the way, has got a great TikTok game. He's hilarious on there.
He tries way harder than I do. I just say incendiary shit that I know is going to piss people off. And then I get
like, you really are like going to be the Alex Jones of TikTok, dude. Like,
I just,
sure
I
got that's what TikTok Alex Jones builds his fucking media fucking empire on.
Yeah, I should just be. Did you see he accused Biden of manipulating the weather to kill Trump voters in Kentucky?
That's funny, dude.
I don't know. He can't actually believe this stuff. Like, it just has
that's
to be.
That's clearly satire.
Like, grifting. Like, yeah, it just it has to be. There's no other.
That's
there's
satire,
no other.
Dude. That's clearly satire. It's dark Biden, satire.
Controlling
but
the weather.
So that started a while ago, that HARP conspiracy. What is it? It's just that the government can control the weather or have like.
What is it? It's something where like the government has like fucking towers that manipulate like the. Fucking like the winds or some shit, or like manipulates like the air currents so that they can do stuff that you know what I mean.
High frequency active auroral research program was initiated as an ionospheric research program funded or jointly funded by the U.S. Air Force, Navy, University of Alaska Fairbanks, and Defense Advanced Research Projects.
I mean, like you think of that as like a super weapon, but I mean, like I said though, like your government isn't Skeletor, so it's like, yeah. You know what I mean. So like, imagine like that you could actually do some really good things with that. Like imagine like you just never have droughts anymore because hurricanes, you're able to manipulate. Yeah. Able to just basically make the weather super just fucking medium forever, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you're able to control when it rains, you're able to control the snow patterns and stuff like that. So
yeah, it says HARP is the subject of numerous conspiracy theories. They've speculated about hidden motivations and capabilities of the project. Former governor of Minnesota Jesse Ventura questioned whether the government's using it to manipulate weather or to bombard people with mind controlling radio waves. An Air Force spokeswoman said Ventura made an official request to visit the research station but was rejected. His crew showed up at HARP anyway and were denied access. Oh, I used to love that show growing up. Conspiracy theory
with Jesse Ventura.
The fucking great show, man. Jesse the Body. How the fuck did that man become a governor?
I have no idea, man. How did Arnold Schwarzenegger end up as a governor?
Yeah, that's true too.
The you remember that 10 years ago or like 15 years ago, man? People were like the governor.
Yeah, it was
dude, him. Just think, dude. Like 20 years from now, when we're gonna be like fucking middle aged, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Schwarzenegger's probably dead by then, man. Like,
yeah,
he most definitely is because he's like fucking 70 or some shit now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Imagine that, like, you know what's another funny thing? Is fucking Schwarzenegger's dad was a fucking Nazi, man.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I knew that.
His we dad talked about that on the show, didn't we? Like,
I think we probably have, yeah.
I was reading about that. That was crazy. But yeah, like, dude, the kids, like, the fucking 20 years from now aren't going to know about Arnold Schwarzenegger impressions or anything, man.
Nope.
Like, that's got to be, like, a thing that's nobody gets anymore. Like,
how do you think the history books, like, 30, 40 years from now talk about Trump?
Talking about Trump?
I don't know,
man. I have no idea. Probably kind of like they'll probably, I don't know, man. They will probably like bury him as a jackass. Probably
know, yeah. And a lot of it he deserves. Like,
yeah, he does.
A lot of it he deserves.
I truly think the only good thing that he could be remembered for is ending the Korean War.
And the economy was pretty strong under him. Like, the tax cuts did some good.
Yeah, it was okay. I mean, it was like doing about the same as it was before. So it's like not really that crazy. Like, it's recovery from the 2008 crisis. It was basically like doing about the same as it was before as we're like going up.
Yeah.
Like GDP and shit. So it's like, I mean, yeah, I don't think the fucking world, like the nation's like housing got any better. I don't think the real estate market across the country got any better. I mean,
a lot of the crap that you're seeing, like anytime they talk about like progress and recovery and stuff like that, a lot of it almost feels kind of fake. Cause I'm just like, we have a lot of issues that we're hiding in this country by, the stocks are up and stuff like that. Like, there's a lot of issues like
like people are one emergency away from being evicted from their homes and stuff like that. And, and people like, yo, they're spending record amounts. I'm like, yeah, but it's on credit cards.
And I know that the unemployment rate was low under him, but I remember a lot of people saying that there was just people working like shitty jobs. Like,
I don't know about that. I'd have to see it. I'm not sure what they.
I remember reading that. I don't know if it was true, but I remember reading that the economists pointed out that, like, yes, the unemployment rate was really low with Trump, because it was.
Yeah.
But it was like people working like jobs at like under their skill level and stuff, and like people working like shitty jobs basically.
Well,
like,
now they're just not working, right?
Yeah, now they're not working because they
discourage working in this administration. But that's
I honestly think 100% it's just people just around the country just don't want to work for shitty pay.
Yeah, no, I agree. Because
inflation's high.
Yeah.
And why are you going to go work fucking 40 hours at some shitty place that doesn't pay you enough in 2 weeks to cover your rent?
Like, yeah.
Why would you do that? That's fucking stupid.
No, I agree. Yeah. And I think companies are adjusting to it, because you see it every day. Like McDonald's is like a 21 bucks an hour.
You see fucking McDonald's and like Omaha starts at like 15, 17 an hour, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I thought that was funny because like you look at that and then you look at like security jobs and it pays less than McDonald's and it's like, right. Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck. Hell yeah.
Well, it's like you look at like not just like armored car jobs. And it's like, dude, like if part of my job requirement is to carry a fucking gun, like I better be making way more than $15 an hour that you're offering me. Like that's bullshit.
You can really point out that, yes, like companies make way a ton of money more than they did over the past 50 years. And then you look at the stagnant wages and it's
CEOs are fucking raking in the dough.
They rake in. It's not even just CEOs, like middle management and shit raking all this money. And they're like, they don't even fucking do anything really.
Executives, I mean? Stuff like
that. Executive pay increases a ton, and it's like, and then the fucking people have been making 12 an hour for the past fucking 5-6 years, you know what I mean? It's like it's gonna reach a breaking point. People are gonna stop wanting to do shit, especially because I think now in a lot of jobs, especially like low service jobs, man, they expect people to do so much at that fucking job. It's like you're working like a job for like three people.
Yeah.
But you're still earning fucking 9 an hour, 11 an hour. It's like, no, you're not going to fucking do that, man. You're fucking crazy.
Well, I think it is. I think it's not going to be like this huge communist revolution or socialist revolution that people think it is.
No, but I think the wages will just adjust.
The wages are going to go up, and I think benefits will go up, which is another thing.
They're going to have to, because and, like what you see is just people, like young people that work those jobs that typically that like are like that, and people point out that there's not a lot of jobs in those areas. It's like for younger people. And they'll just go live with their fucking parents, man.
Yeah.
That's what our generation is doing. They just live with their fucking parents. And if they don't need to, if they're struggling to find work that's actually good for them, then they just won't fucking work, dude. And I don't blame them. Like, fuck these companies that think they're going to pay people 12 an hour. You know what I mean? To do some shitty ass job. Like, nah, dude, fuck you.
Another thing I think companies are starting to realize is sales goals. I think you're going to start to see sales goals drop and not be so aggressive anymore, because I think the internet shopping has changed a lot of that. And you're going to see a lot of these retail settings are going to be a lot more customer service based, because companies are like, hey, we're driving people to our competitors with these ridiculous toxic sales goals that we're pushing on them. And this is a problem, and we can't keep anybody, like, especially in markets where unemployment's really low. And there's a ton of jobs just sitting there. You can't do that, man. Like it's not something that's realistic. It's not something a company can do. So they're going to start pushing these people away, and nobody's going to take their place. And that's going to be the shitty part. And they're going to have to figure it out real quick. Hey, we can't run our people until they want to kill themselves anymore.
Or they're just going to have to pay them more.
You know we'll pay you more. Yeah.
And you'll put up with a lot more bullshit when you get paid more. You know
Yeah, that's exactly it. Well, should we end it?
I think so. Yeah.
Shenanda, yeah. Jerk off to save cancer, to prevent cancer.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry as Christmas. Well. Yeah. Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa,
whatever you say.
Eid al-Fatwa or whatever. I think that's the Islam one.
For yeah. whatever you celebrate, go have fun. Don't do anything stupid. But do go to the link in the description and use the promo code BREAD for $3 off the purchase of tickets to the next Harmful Content Comedy on January 8th at Wired Pub and Grill. Promo code BREAD, BREAD, not BRED. Like you bred somebody like a weirdo, like the porn Billie Eilish watches. The breeding fetish.
Hell yeah, dude.
Never understood the breeding fetish. Like if crippling debt turns you on, I'll just go grab my credit card statement real quick and you'll get
fucking water worms. Kids don't put you in crippling debt, dude. I say people with fucking dogs spend more money than like fucking dogs than I do on my kid, dude. Like,
probably.
I don't spend that much money on my kid every month. I buy like diapers and food, you know, it's not that much. Like,
sometimes she eats, you know, sometimes I forget.
Yeah. Well, people be like feeding their fucking dogs like fucking $45 bags of dog food every week.
I don't do that shit. That's the shit that fucking kills them, dude. Like that's fucking like you always hear about these like designer dog food brands that, and it's like, oh, we recalled it because it killed 12,000 dogs. I'm like, it Purina, like, don't do that.
45% fucking wheat in there. It's like, why are you giving your dog wheat, dude? Like, why
it's
are you giving
raw your dog chicken?
I think what they do with dog food like that is I think they take all the like bones and shit that they can't put in anything else. I think it's grind it up and dry it out, and then that's what they give it to, which is like fine. Like dogs eat like chicken bones and stuff.
Yeah, dogs eat shit in the wild all the time. It's not a big deal. So
yeah,
but yeah, it's all in the supplements. That's what we've talked about before. Though, so
the supplements,
right. The supplements. Yep,
I give my dog a shot of tequila every night.
Super male vitality. All right, guys, peace the fuck out.
Deuces.